$800,000 is how much the commuter rail agency says it lost as riders stayed away. Included in that total are expenses for various security measures such as bomb-sniffing dogs. Metro officials tell the Tribune that ridership was down significantly throughout the four-day summit period, and some said they were surprised the total costs weren't even higher. It's expected that some of the expenses will be reimbursed by the federal government. Also, the South Shore Railroad says it lost about $100,000 because of the summit. Bob Conway, News Radio, WBBM.